Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Evening, everybody. Good evening. Welcome, Catherine. How are you?
Word. All good.
I'm reading this great Beach Boys book, and I was reminded of, I think it's a great album, right? I think it's a great album. 1979's LA Light album. I genuinely think it's a great album. And it's famous. It's got some great songs on there, right? Baby Blue Eyes, Angel Come Home. There's some great stuff. But it's famous for having a 12-minute disco song, Beach Boys disco song.
Right? Here Comes the Night.
And they released it as a single, as like a 3.5-minute version. And I knew there was a live version of them on TV playing it. And I thought, oh, well, let's start with a little bit early. While I'm setting everything up, we'll play that. But I didn't know there was an actual pop video. I've never seen that pop video of a young lady getting ready to go out to, I don't know, a disco. And what's great is... I'm really obsessed with mid to late 70s Beach Boys now. If I can just show you two people who did, how do I do share screen? I do that and I do that, and then I have to click this. We don't need the music for this bit, but share sound, we'll do this. And I go here, and then I go zoom screen, and then what I have to do is, Catherine, I have to make you...
Bigger still.
You got it, right? You're going to see two people, right? So two people who really don't want to be in this video, right? I wonder if you can guess who they're going to be, right? So here we go. There's a hot chick about to have a shower.
Yeah.
Here's the Beach Boys. By the way, I think Mike looks so cool here. So we're going to see two Beach Boys who do... There's a naked lady in the shower, guys. We're going to see two Beach Boys who do not... One doesn't want to be there. One doesn't know he's there.
One's Brian Wilson, then.
Exactly. First of all, Mike looks cool as fuck, right?
Is that him with the hat on?
I love pop stars that wear hats. We know what's going on underneath that hat,
guys. Nothing.
Here we go. Here we go. So there's Dennis wearing his Fleetwood Mac t-shirt. Yeah. Just playing on a bongo. Playing on a bongo.
I bet the microphone's turned off on that.
There's Brian having a fag.
I've been watching a lot of Queer Eye, and that looks like a candidate.
Look at that. He's doing the breathing in and puffing out without taking it out of his mouth. That is a pro smoker. Look. That, I could never do that. That is a pro. Oh, God. For me... late 70s. In fact, I find the Beach Boys in the 80s just fascinating. Beach Boys in the 80s, just fascinating, right? For me, it's I like all the albums no one likes. I love 15 Big Ones. I love, and I also like a record. No, I love 15 Big Ones, right? People hate it. The one I hate is Love You, which everyone goes, oh, it's great. He invented synth rock. You know, shit. It's shit nursery rhymes played on shit synthesizers. That's what that is.
Say what you mean, why don't you?
Oh, I will say it. But then I like Good Timing. I like LA, the Light album. And I like Keeping the Summer Alive from 1980. And I also like the Beach Boys album from 1985, produced by Steve Levine.
Do you know which one I love? Beach Boys' greatest hits.
Yeah, that's a good one, actually. That's a good one. I don't know why I'm peeking on here. Welcome to the show. You are welcome to it. This is Thursday Night Bants with Kath and Ian.
That's what we Guess which one's it. Which?
Thursday Night Bants with Boyle and Lee. Lee and Boyle. Which would you do? There is a grammatical rule for which order words go in. It's why ping pong and not pong ping.
I think Lee and Boyle goes better.
Yeah, I think it does. It's like Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young.
He's a bit too.
Yeah. Yeah. There is a word. We've looked this up before. There's a word for it. It's why you have ding dang, or bing bong. It's why it's not bong bing. There's a word. There's a grammatical reason why it sounds better on the ears one way than the other. It's not alphabetical. But there is a rule for it. Speaking of rules, Catherine, you are my queen, and I bow to you. I submit.
Correct.
I submit to you. Well done. Well done. How nice to see you. I've done fucking four shows this week already. This is show number 5. Yeah. We've spoken, but we've not been in as much comunicaziano as per usual.
No.
Gosh, that was loud.
I think you've changed.
Well, I'm working with young people, and boy, oh boy, it feels. I'm drinking a pint of their blood every day, and that's why
you're
I'm
working
going
with young people, and you're extra knackered.
Shut up, Dave. Dave's going to get a slap. I grew up with 15 Big Ones in LA. Luckily, my parents had decent Beach Boys albums as well. Shut up, Dave. So, how are you, Catherine Boyle?
I'm all right. I'm a new woman. That's how
you look.
I am.
You look like Sheryl Crow today.
Good.
Which is a good thing. Oh, that's not an insult. Oh, God, that's not an insult at all. You look like Sheryl Crow. You've got the same shading as her in there.
Thank you. Well, I just feel fresh. I feel reinvigorated. The HRT's kicking in. I started reading again. I've done some painting. I'm back, baby. I'm back.
And you booked a, can I say, you booked a trip away?
Yes.
You booked a trip away. This is outrageous.
I must admit, my soul was going, maybe not this year. Oh, no.
Well,
and then it was quite secretly, my inner coward was quite pleased when Littlen's passport had expired. And I thought, oh, well, that's that then. It's going to take ages to come back. No, it took 2 weeks.
You may still be lucky. You may still not get to go away. So it's not, if you bought a ticket, it's not guaranteed you're flying.
I know, but I'm only flying from like the airport that I can get on a train to. So it's not like I'll be stranded there. If I have to come home.
Dennis and Daniel, in fact, anyone whose name begins with a D, click live, but it's a blout reduplication is why it's ding dong instead of dong ding. A blout reduplication. And I don't know what that, let's make tonight's show educational. Last week you saw a penis. This week, hang on, go away, Beach Boys. No, don't, please don't play. Last week you saw a penis.
And the educational factor in that was that not everyone's got a big one.
I will never get over the line of David saying it didn't even get past the knuckle. That killed me. We cut that bit out, right? So if you missed last week's show, we saw someone masturbating. We cut that bit out.
Oh, is that what he was doing?
But I filmed it on my phone. I just sent it to all of the relevant parties. A blout reduplication is the pattern by which vowels change in a repeated word to form a new. A blout reduplication. Why do we say hip hop instead of hop hip and King Kong instead of Kong King? Ever wondered why we say TikTok and not Tok Tik or Ding? Okay, we got that. It's one of the unwritten rules of English that native speakers seem to know almost instinctively. A blout reduplication was a term I'd never heard before, so when I stumbled across it, it piqued my interest. How does it work? So to explain the rule, if you have... here we go.
By the way, it's amazing you know all this stuff, Ian. I'm really impressed.
If you have three words, the vowel order has to be I-A-O. Bing, bang, bong.
Oh.
Okay. In the case of two words, the first is almost always an I, and the second is either an A or an O. Mishmash, chit-chat, dilly-dally, tip-top, hip-hop, flip-flop, tick-toe-toe, tick-tack-toe.
Piss-pot.
I'm coming at you with the fly. Is that right? here we go. This is going off on a slight tangent. Another interesting grammar rule that we have, that we implement subconsciously, applies. Wow. When we describe things such as the name Little Red Riding Hood.
I was just looking for that. Adjective, we all know it.
Adjectives in English absolutely have to be in this order. Opinion, size, age, shape, colour, origin, material, purpose, noun. An example, a lovely little old rectangular green French silver whittling knife.
Yeah.
If you change your, it doesn't work. Okay. An old rectangular little green French lovely silver. This is insane.
It's weird, that stuff, because no one ever taught it to us. It's just what sounds right.
It's just what sounds right. By the way, that TikTok link you sent, I couldn't open it.
It was really good.
Okay, well, I couldn't open it. I couldn't see it.
Why?
Bada bing, bada bong, bada bang, bang, bang.
It was really good. It was two people doing wedding vows the way you ought to.
My sister, I love that stuff. It's great. That I love all of that shiz of language. Mm. What's this? What are these?
Let's see if I can forward this thing.
My tickets for Gangster Granny have appeared in my email. Long may we live. Long may we survive. Long may we dream. Long may we live. May we love. May we laugh. The rules of this house are live, love, laugh. Okay? And don't shit on the floor. Those are the only the only rules of this house, Catherine, and you keep breaking that last one.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, damn it.
Damn it, woman! What is wrong with you? So you're doing well.
Yeah.
Without me. That's disappointing.
Actually, yeah. Is it the HRT or is it?
I see. Okay. Why do I keep, guys? Can I ask? Do I keep peaking? Does it keep distorting for you, dear viewer? Because it's my thing is doing a funny little. James has nothing to do with anything, but I'm sitting under a tree watching this halfway through a dog walk, and it's lovely. So you're correct.
If you're sitting down, you're doing that dog walk wrong.
Nina is correct. Live, laugh, love. Absolutely correct. Thank you very much indeed, Nina. It's lovely, lovely to see you. Do I keep peeking? Because I keep going. I've turned me down a little bit, but I keep going into the red. It doesn't matter. Thanks for asking, Catherine. I'm doing really well.
I know how you're bloody doing.
So week two, show 6, 7, 8, 9 today. Two shows this week, Tuesday and Thursday. Great.
Can we talk about something?
Yeah, go on. Let's do it.
There are many things I worry about with Nigel. And now I'm worried about his plumbing.
He's going to, if you missed it, Nigel phoned up. Thanks to the guy that told him I was there. And I said, what are you off to do now? I'm off for a poo.
Well, he told you he was going to go for a poo at the beginning of the conversation.
Oh, and then there was a story about a guy in the papers who'd wiped his bum with like Dettol wipes or something. And I warned Nigel not to do that. And he said, oh no, it's all right. I'm doing it with kitchen towel.
He's going to block his toilet. And I'm not talking about with the first one. I'm talking about with the kitchen towel. But it was hilarious and it was nice to hear his little voice again.
So I would say Tuesdays and today's shows were great because I got into a vibe. Yesterday's show, it didn't hit. It just didn't hit, and I kind of lost confidence. I only played about Heart. We played a little of Meditation. What's that?
What do you think it is? It's the Ice Cream Man.
Oh. But that's not... That doesn't sound like Ice Cream Man music.
It's Pugwash.
Yeah, but it sounds like he's playing... sounds like he's playing a tape recording of it.
No, it's a real one.
So Wednesday, I did just nothing hit, and I got nervous because people weren't calling in, and that's okay. People not calling in is okay. I can still do it, but I only played half of Little Un's Meditation because I thought, oh god, people are going to hate this. People loved it actually. We got loads of good, but nothing was hitting. But today, voila! And do you know why? It's what I listen to on the way in to create
right.
the vibe. So
it charges you up.
Charges me up. So the two things I were listening to: one is Office Hours, back on Office Hours with Tim Heidecker for that energy. But thank you, Jim. I don't know if Jim's here, for that Forbly website that's got all of... Maybe we'll look at that again a little bit later on.
Yeah.
Thank you, John. My sister says it was great. That means the world. Thank you. That Forbly website that's got loads of old radio shows on it. Well, I'm getting delivered every 2 days to my podcast feed Danny Baker's afternoon show from 2005.
Uh-huh.
And listen to that today, and I listened to it on Tuesday, just gave me the confidence to go, oh shit, this doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. I can do anything. And that's why I got it wrong. I'd said I didn't want, you know, I wanted to start afresh. Old people, you know, I've cut my arm quite badly and I don't quite know how.
Oh God.
Don't call in for the first couple of weeks. I want no in jokes. Then I was listening to Danny Baker from 2005, and it was like a year or 2 years since he'd been doing The Breakfast Show. First show, someone phoned it in and did an in-joke. And he went, are we keeping the in-jokes? Yes, of course we are. And I thought, shit, yes, of course. Let's go into this like we've been doing this show for 3 years. You know, they're in-jokes. People won't get it, but people will catch up with them.
Because that's the vibe you want to get after
yes.
3-4 months, right? But
yes.
you can hit the ground
you can cheat
mid-run.
It. You can cheat it. And when I heard him say, we keeping the in-jokes? Yeah, of course we are. I thought, oh my God, it's so obvious.
Yeah.
I'm making it harder for myself. And the people, you know, I don't think there's anyone listening I don't think anyone listens to that station, right? So
hopefully not some of the characters I've seen cropping up on Twitter and in that Facebook group. I can't say that there are sort of people.
They are well outnumbered. But
and the thing is as well, the way I always used to look at covering for people, right, it's different
yeah.
from taking over a show.
Yes,
right? When you're covering for people,
so.
It's not your party. And of course, they're going to find it weird that you've opened the door to them.
Yeah.
Who are you? Where are they? I get that. But it's your party.
Yeah.
Your party now, so you don't have to explain where the other guy's
yeah.
gone anymore, or hand out any of his pineapples and cheese on sticks.
I once heard that, I went, it just became so obvious. It's like, oh my God. And it was a reminder, and Nina says, I'm just catching up with the in-jokes now after years. It was a reminder, there are no rules.
No.
There are no rules, right? It is a reminder, I can go in there and do anything. When I was at my best, I was fearless and doing anything. So why don't you just be fearless again?
It's not cheating to use things that work.
No.
Either. That's the thing. It's not cheating to use things that work. And all right, it's if you know you're being lazy, that's one thing, right?
Yeah.
But if it's things that work, why wouldn't you? Why would you try and recraft something
exactly.
that's already great?
Exactly. And it was freedom. And I just walked in there thinking, right, okay, I can do anything I want. I've got this great mentality that every show is my last show. That's the vibe I'm going in with. Every show is my last show. Oh, I get to do it again tomorrow. Okay, well, then that can be my last show.
The other thing is that as well, though. Do you remember when we used to do a show every day?
Yeah.
They can't all be brilliant, right?
No.
And sometimes you will walk away going, I didn't really get hold of that one. That's fine. That's what keeps you going
yeah.
back.
Yeah. Yesterday's show was flaccid and it just wasn't hitting. And I came away overthinking it. And it was partly, I really have to be strict about what I listen to. I was listening to the computer game show on Wednesday because it comes out on a Wednesday. And I love that show so much. It wasn't the right thing to be listening to going into going into battle. It wasn't the right thing to be listening going into battle. I needed it to be upbeat. I needed it to be doom, doom, doom. Because you know, I'm kind of like a sponge. You remember on talk radio, you could tell if I'd been listening to too much Tim Heidecker, because I'd basically be doing his act.
Yeah.
You know, I would kind of lose my voice and do his act. And so I need to be able to do that, but just to get the vibe. And it was there today. And I strode in confident. I said, Will, today's the day. Today will be the day. And it was a great show. It was a great show.
If I'm ever on my way over to yours and I'm feeling like I've forgotten how to do this, which sometimes happens when you don't do so many shows, like, you know, in a row.
Girls.
Keith and the Girl sorts me out.
There you go. That's it, isn't it? It's a little thing. And it's not stealing ideas. It's not, it's a little injection of something, of a mood. I love calling it a vibe. It's a vibe. It's a vibe. Harsh says, the ads are starting to stick. I can't wait to get an M&M skip on my drive. Oh, M&M. That's why someone said M&M. Okay, I get it now.
The app has not been working so well for me this week for some reason. I don't know what's going on with that.
I'll tape it for you.
But whenever I listen online now, and that's fine. And I can put that in the car and it works pretty well. I don't know how much data it's eating, but it doesn't matter.
If anyone else is having problems with the app, do let me know and I will tell the boss. So if anyone else, just put it in the chat.
But whenever you start the app, it starts with box recycling, na, 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 na. And then it'll kick into like, it'll be halfway through a news bulletin or something.
Yeah, well, I can have a word about that. I am, my mic is doing some crazy, crazy stuff.
It sounds okay in my ears. I don't know what it's like for the folks back home.
Go down there and I want to go up there. Hello, that sounds okay. That's okay. Now, is that louder?
That was louder in my ears.
But... Oh, it will be different for you actually, because you're coming through a different feed. So that would, but let me, that would, that be there. Talking about the app, is it important that we listen through it? No. You listen wherever you want. Here's the thing as well. I don't care about the numbers. My whole TV career, in fact, even before TV, when I was doing shows in Edinburgh with Mackenzie, it was always about the numbers. How many people are in? How many stars have we got? How many people are watching the 11 o'clock show? Oh, it's more when it's an Ali G episode. Take that personally. How many people watching Rise? One day we registered as zero viewers. You know, oh, shit, well, that show's over. How many people every 3 months radio? I don't care.
No.
I don't care. So you listen to how you want to listen to it. It makes no difference to me whatsoever. I was... A couple of people very kindly retweeted the podcast saying, let's get it above Chris Moyles. The podcast is out, 45-minute best of every week. Go and subscribe. And I retweeted it and I thought, I don't care. I don't care where it gets to in the charts. I don't care about the listening figures, because the worst thing will happen is the listening figures go down. I think we're starting from a pretty low base. They won't. In a year, they go, oh, well, that didn't work. Thanks very much. That's the worst that will happen. Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, the very worst is if I do something completely inappropriate on air and get the boot, which I won't. The best situation is 6 months in, they go, it's not working, and they pay me off. That is wonderful. But I don't care about the numbers. I got told off. I was said, could you not say dickhead again? Oh, that's fine. Okay, I can do that. That's not a problem. The boss there is great, Steve. What a great guy. So generous, letting me do everything I want to do, you know, and the team are great. Will is great. I really like Joe. You know, it's different because she's a newsreader. She's in a different studio, but I think she's really funny. And I think the three of us are still a little bit, you know.
Do you know what I like about that threesome?
Go on. Yep.
He doesn't know where either. It's not like you're coming into two people who know each other really well. You're all just kind of finding your way.
She's been there for a while. She's an award-winning news reporter. She won an award last week. He's new. So I'm enjoying it. The mornings are okay at the moment because it's still warm. I got my scooter back today. It's 167 quid. But that's partly because the 60 quid was because they came and picked it up.
Right.
And then I had to get a cab there. So all in all, it's 200 quid it's cost me. But.
But. About, we I've got will a have working, fun on it.
Got a working scooter. If the weather's decent tomorrow, I'm going to ride in to work tomorrow. Then after that, I'm going to ride to my mum's and read her some Danny Baker for an hour. Paul says, the show is shit. You should be fired. You're absolutely rubbish. Jesus, Twisty, that's a little bit harsh, mate. Oh, hang on, I read it wrong. It's genuinely good. It's a solid breakfast show with just enough subversion to keep it interesting. Yeah, I think there's a nice little subversive vibe to it. I mean, we had one guy phone up this week and go, "It's fucking, you're fucking awful."
Yeah. and a grown-up as well. I always find it more shocking when it's a grown-up rather than a kid. It's
and like, I texted my boss and said, sorry about that. I apologise and we won't take a call for 30 minutes. That's you covered with Ofcom, right? And he replies saying, oh, don't worry. Isn't it sad that he had nothing to complain about before? That's a boss you want on your side. That's someone you want fighting your corner. Yes, please, Steve. Thank you very much.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We're all looking to make more sustainable choices. But making your own shoes out of natural materials could pose a few challenges. At the Allbirds Innovation Lab, they're doing all the sciencey stuff, like research and testing to create shoes from natural materials, like leather made from plants, eucalyptus tree fiber, and sugarcane. It's not rocket science, it's shoe science. Allbirds is making shoes better than natural. They're supernatural. Find your perfect pair at Allbirds.com today. That's Allbirds.com.